Mr. Magica by Humphrey Carpenter. Chapter 1. The Carpet Bicycle. It was Monday morning. It was pouring with rain, and it was everyone's first day back at St. Bertie's Primary School after the holidays. That's why Class 3 were in a bad temper. Pandora Green had been rude to Melanie, so Melanie was crying. Though Melanie always found something to cry about. Hamish Bigmore was trying to pick a quarrel with Thomas and Pete, the twins, and Mr. Potter, the head teacher, was very cross. Because the new teacher for Class 3 hadn't turned up. "I can't think where he is," he grumbled at Class 3. "He should have been here at 9 o'clock for the beginning of school, and now it's nearly 10, and I should be teaching class 2. We'll have to open the folding doors and let you share the lesson with them." Class 3 groaned. They thought themselves very important people and didn't in the least want to share a lesson with class 2, who were just babies. "Bother this thing," muttered Mr. Potter, struggling with the folding doors that separated the classrooms. "I'll help you, Mr. Potter," said Hamish Bigmore, who didn't really want to help at all, but just to be a nuisance, as usual. And then everyone else began to shout, "Don't let Hamish Bigmore do it! He's no good! Let me help!" So in that moment there was uproar, but suddenly silence fell, and there was a gasp. Mr. Potter was still fiddling with the folding doors, so he didn't see what was happening. But Class 3 did. One of the big windows in the classroom slid open all by itself, and something flew in. It was a man on a magic carpet. There could be no doubt about that. Class 3 knew a magic carpet when they saw one. After all, they'd read Aladdin and all that sort of stuff. And there was magic carpets all over the place in Aladdin. But this wasn't Aladdin. This was St. Bertie's Primary School on a wet Monday morning. And magic carpets don't turn up in schools. Class 3 knew that. So they stared. The carpet hung in the air for a moment, as if it wasn't sure what to do. Then it came down on the floor with a bump. "Ow!" said the man sitting on it. He was quite old, and he had a pointed beard and very bright eyes, behind a pair of glasses. His hair and clothes were wet from the rain. On the whole, he looked quite ordinary, except for the fact that he was sitting on a magic carpet. "I just can't manage it," said Mr. Potter, still pushing at the folding doors. "I'll have to go and get the caretaker." Then he saw the man on the carpet. "What? How? Ah?" said Mr. Potter. Words usually deserted Mr. Potter at difficult moments. The man on the magic carpet scrambled to his feet. "Magica," he said politely, offering his hand. Mr. Potter took the hand. "Magica?" he repeated, puzzled. And then a look of understanding dawned upon his face. "Ah," he said. "Mr. Magica." He turned to Class 3. "Boys and girls," he said, "I want you to meet Mr. Magica. He's your new teacher." For a moment there was silence. Then Melanie began to cry. "I'm frightened of him. He came in on a magic carpet." "What's the matter, Melanie?" snapped Mr. Potter. "I can't hear a word you're saying. It sounded like magic carpet or some such nonsense." He turned briskly to Mr. Magica. "Now you're rather late, Mr. Magica. You might have telephoned me." "I'm so sorry," said Mr. Magica. "You see, my magic carpet took a wrong turning, and it's normally very good at finding the way, but I think the rain must have got onto it. I do beg your pardon." "Never mind," said Mr. Potter. "And now, wait a minute. Did I hear you say magic carpet?" It was Mr. Magica's turn to look bothered. "Oh, did I really say that? How very silly of me. A complete slip of the tongue. I meant bicycle, of course. I came on a bicycle." "Quite so," said Mr. Potter. "Bicycle, of course." He was staring at the magic carpet. "What's that?" he said rather faintly. "That," said Mr. Magica cheerily. "That's my magic..." He cleared his throat. "Oh dear, my mistake again. That's my bicycle." And as he said these last words, he pointed a finger at the magic carpet. There was a funny sort of humming noise, and the carpet rolled itself up and turned into a bicycle. Mr. Magica leant cheerily against the handlebars and rang the bicycle bell. "Nice bike, isn't it?" he said, smiling at Mr. Potter. You could have heard a pin drop. Mr. Potter turned rather white. I don't think I feel very well," he said at last. "I don't seem to be able to tell the difference between a carpet and a bicycle." Mr. Magica smiled even more cheerily. "Never mind, a very easy mistake to make. And now I think it's time that I begin to teach our young friends here." Mr. Potter wiped his forehead with his handkerchief. "What? Oh, yes, of course," he muttered faintly, backing to the door. "Yes, yes, please do begin." "Now then," said Mr. Magica to the class three. "To work!"